say you forget.
To see.
its opposition comes rising up sometimes. Let its dreadful antiposition comes back in my mind. And then I see darkness, and now I'm seeing darkness, and then I'll see a darkness. Let you know how much I love you. It's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness. I hope that someday, buddy, we have peace in our lives. Together or apart, alone or with our wives, we can stop by and pull the smiles inside and light it up forever and never. Now I'm seeing darkness, and then I'll see a darkness. But you know how much I love you. It's a hope that somehow you can save me from this darkness.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savar. I know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. We'll be right back.
Go, go, bowl of cherries. You can have as many as you can carry. And someone once said that life was like a cow, but I don't know how that applies. But anyhow, here we are, all on this planet, taking everything for granted. But I think you caught on to something. Don't let go.
I'm going crazy to see all my world disappear. Vague sketch of a fantasy, laughing at the sunrise like he's been up all night. Slipping and sliding, what a good time, but now have to find a bed that can take this way.
Just a little longer. La, la, la. from 1985's Fables of the Reconstruction.
That's R.E.M. with Green Grow the Rushes. Before the R.E.M., how about some Violent Femmes from their debut album, 1983's when that came out. Yeah, pushing 40, believe it or not. Good feeling from the kids out from Milwaukee way. Let's play some Daniel Johnston in there as well with a Go and a Hunchback. The band Hunchback was giving you that interesting cover of Christina Aguilera's hit, Beautiful. Start off the entire set with Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because my name is indeed Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening, comes to each and every Tuesday afternoon, and sometimes it comes to you times I don't even know when it's coming on the air, but those are the main times that you can hear this radio program. People call me the Mockster, and I appreciate you tuning in. Let you know what's going to happen tonight. Well, we're going to try to stay on as long as we can. Normally, 4 hours is what we do. It's summertime. It's sweltering hot, and we'll just see if I melt before the end of those 4 hours. But if I make it all the way, you'll get a mock in about 3 hours. In about 2 hours, I'll do a radio calendar and a music calendar, let you know what's going on around town. And then otherwise, I'm just going to play music. Good music, bad music, your music, my music. It's what we do on the Viva La Mock radio program. I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza, they do join you and in supporting WRCT. They offer pizza and hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use actually any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPACK. Or online at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Got a little bit of musical schooling knowledge emailed to me earlier this week, and I love it. If you've got some musical schooling or knowledge just to send my way, email me at wrcrequest@gmail.com. Had someone say, hey, Monster, are you familiar with who Stan Free is? And I'm like, Stan Freeberg? And they're like, no, Stan Free. I said, I'm not. And they're like, well, you know, he had this project in the 70s called Hot Butter. And I'm like, I loved Hot Butter. My sister had the album with the popcorn box on the front, yeah, for popcorn. I mean, I know it well. And he's like, yeah, but do you believe that Stan Free actually did some session stuff as well? And you can actually hear him. If you listen really, really closely on the Monkees. I'm like, really? Yeah. He said, tune in. Listen to a little bit of me, a little bit of you.
Walk on, Bill, don't you walk on. We got things to say. Talk on, let's have it talked out and things will be okay. It's a little bit mean.
Hey Pittsburgh, Michael Nesmith here with Paul. You are listening to Viva La Mock. Aren't we lucky?
brand spanking new music from Manchester, England's Museum of Tomorrow here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Name of the track is Smokescreen. That new album, which isn't even out yet, the new album drops, and I'm going to use the lingo, drops in the middle of September. But I got my hands on a copy of it, and I'm like, I've got to play something, don't I? I've got a copy. Don't I? Cahoots before that. I think they hailed from Martha's Vineyard. I wonder if they were at that party. Wasn't there a big party there like a week ago? It was on the news. Maybe they're the band. Maybe there's a band. I don't know. But Shut Up. Shut Up, the name of the song. Shut Up, which a lot of people say to me a lot. Also before that, Sorrows. Brand new music. Brand new old music from Sorrows. Christabel, name of the track. What do you mean, Moxter? Brand new old music. Well, the brand new album just came out. Big Stir Records just sent me this little care package, which had that the Museum of Tomorrow in that, and then the Sorrows. And I don't really know much about the Sorrows. And I put it in, I'm like, wow, this is like grooving my jam. I like this stuff. And then I was reading up on it, and the name of the new album is actually called Love Too Late, the real album. And what does that mean? Well, back in 1980, they went to record this Love Too Late album, and their label and their producer had a much different vision of what it should sound like and be like, and who even played on it. Like it put tension in the band. They lost members, and the label ended up putting out an album that was not really the album they wanted to put out. And I know that REM has a similar story with the recording of Murmur, I think it was, where they fired the producer because they're like, no, we don't want synths in our stuff. This is not what we sound like. So the Sorrows, after literally 40 years of legal battles, finally got the rights to the music again. And they went in with the original members and re-recorded the album, and it sounds fantastic. So I played that Sorrows for you, and I hope you enjoyed it. We'll play more in coming weeks. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet gave us... Yeah, I had to throw a cover of Hot Butter in there. The band Hot Butter, the project Hot Butter. Of course, the song is called Popcorn, and I mentioned Stand Free. That was his project, and he also played on that Monkey song, which started off the entire set. A little bit of me, a little bit of you. We are about 21 minutes before the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I always have to say this. I greatly appreciate you listening to my humble little radio show on a Friday night or a Tuesday afternoon. And if you ever have a suggestion or just want to reach out to me, please just drop me an email at wrcrequest@gmail.com. I was down at Bantha. Have you been to Bantha? Are you familiar with Bantha? It's a tea shop. It's not a coffee shop. It's a tea shop. And it's actually not far from Spac Brothers. And I was down there. And they dig the WRCT, so that's why I name dropped them, because they do dig the WRCT. And one of the owners was like, Moxter, remember that band I liked back in the 90s? And I said, Creed? And he said, no. He said, Strangle Martin. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember Strangle Martin. In fact, he and I first met over our mutual love of Strangle Martin. So I'm going back to that debut album from said Lexington, Kentucky's own Strangle Martin, with Jack's favorite song, I believe, Polishing Your Hate. Cheap Trick wrapping up a set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. That one going out to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, who has courts in session each and every Thursday evening at 8. And again, Fridays at 1. Why? Because you know what? He's a Cheap Trick fan, as I am. Before the Cheap Trick, how about some? Just played a bunch of great pop stuff in there. Undertones doing Get Over You. Also had some Red Cross doing the Go-Go's, a little How Much More. Supernova gave us a little punky version of their pop with Up and Down and Start Off. Talking about a little punky version, Strangle Martin. Strangle Martin with Polishing Your Hate from their debut album from around 91, I think, is actually when that came out. So let's say 30 years ago now. Hey, my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Appreciate you listening. We're almost 1 hour down, three to go, and I appreciate you hanging in there with me. I'm in a kind of a pop mood right now, apparently. I'm in a pop mood, and I was speaking about that Strangle Martin at the beginning of the set, and I mentioned my buddy Jack, who has the Bantha Tea Shop, and I was mentioning to him, I think it was Jack, that I argued years ago, and I feel I was successful, but for some reason, I decided to take a stance that the greatest pop song ever written was penned by Paul McCartney in Wings, and it was Jet. Yeah. I don't know what my points were, but I made those points. So why not do what the Mockster does and play a cover of Jet? That's right. It's Jellyfish.
Both you and I know what Jet really means.
Hi, this is Lord High and Low from the Gothies, and you're listening to WRCT FM.
I see a clinic full of cynics who want to twist.